From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said he will make an announcement later Thursday on whether the United States will withdraw from a global Paris climate agreement. Media reports suggest he will withdraw from the accord on voluntary carbon emissions reductions. The president has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and insists withdrawal won't save American jobs. But Columbia Business School professor Godfrey Hill says pulling out is not supported by all businesses.
A lot of U.S. business is quite keen to remain in the Paris Agreement because they want the U.S. to have a seat at that table. These are going to be important negotiations. These are going to be negotiations that will affect every country in the world. And the U.S. really should be present in those negotiations. It's silly to just walk out of them.
The U.S. had pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. The Philippine military acknowledged Thursday that 11 soldiers were killed and several others wounded in a friendly fire incident during the assault to retake the city of Marawi from Islamist militants in Mindanao Island. The soldiers were hit by airstrikes meant to target Islamic State fighters during an 8-day operation. 13 Turkish soldiers were killed when their helicopter crashed in the country's southeast after hitting a high-voltage power line. The crash occurred near Iraq, where the military is engaged in operations against Kurdish militants. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan is mourning the victims of a massive truck bomb that blew up the diplomatic section of the country's capital Wednesday, killing at least 90 people, mostly civilians, and wounding more than 400 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Afghan intelligence suspects the blast was carried out by a Taliban-affiliated group with ties to Pakistan. Afghan analyst Nazif Shahrani of Indiana University said such a link would make sense.
The relations with Pakistan is not very good, and Pakistan's relationship globally, and I think, is becoming more problematic for them. And they are desperate. They probably think they may have a chance to topple the government by doing more of these kinds of bold attacks.
President Trump called his Afghan counterpart, Ashraf Ghani, to offer his condolences and to condemn the attack, which came at the start of the holy month of Ramadan. OAS foreign ministers held a special meeting here in Washington to discuss the crisis in Venezuela after another day of tear gas-filled violent protests in Caracas. At least 60 people have died in the demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro's socialist government and severe gas shortages, medicine, and basic foods. The diplomats gathered at the OAS headquarters generally fall into two camps, those who say international and regional intervention is the only way to end the violence, and those who argue that no one has the right to interfere in a sovereign nation's domestic affairs. Macedonia's parliament has elected a new government led by former opposition leader Zoran Zaev, ending a 6-month political stalemate. Zaev was sworn in as prime minister by the parliament speaker immediately after the vote. Macedonia has been without a functional government since 2015, after a wiretapping scandal brought down the previous administration. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday presided over the opening of a Chinese-built railway project. A passenger train made the maiden journey from the port of Mombasa to the capital, Nairobi.
Today, we celebrate one of the key cornerstones to Kenya's transformation to an industrialized, prosperous, middle-income country.
The $3.5 billion project was funded almost entirely by China and replaces a line built more than a century ago by colonial Britain. It is part of China's massive trade and investment initiative known as One Belt, One Road. And the U.S. state of Ohio has filed a lawsuit against 5 prescription manufacturers, drug manufacturers, saying they used deceptive practices that fueled an opiate addiction epidemic. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.